One morning, Monsieur Madeleine was walking along an unpaved alley. He heard a shout, and seeing a crowd a short way off, he went over. An old man called Father Fauchelevent had fallen under his cart, and his horse was lying on the ground. The horse had broken both thighs and could not get up. The old man was caught between the wheels. The cart was heavily loaded. Fauchelevent was groaning in pain. They had tried to pull him out, but in vain. Then Monsieur Madeleine appeared. The crowd fell back with respect.
"Does anyone have a jack?" he asked.
"They have gone for one," a peasant answered.
"How soon will it be here?"
"We sent to the nearest place, but it will take at least a quarter of an hour."
"But it will be too late," Madeleine said. "Don't you see the wagon is sinking?"
"It can't be helped."
"Listen," resumed Madeleine. "There is still room enough under the wagon for someone to crawl in and lift it with his back. Isn't there anybody here with enough strength and courage?"
5 louis for him."
Nobody stirred.
10 louis.
The bystanders dropped their eyes.
"It's not the goodwill they lack," said a voice.
Monsieur Madeleine turned and saw Javert.
Javert continued, "But strength. It would take an incredible man to lift a wagon like that on his back."
"Monsieur Madeleine, I have known only one man to be able to do what you are asking." Madeleine shuddered.
"He was a convict," Javert added.
"Ah," said Madeleine.
"From the prison at Toulon."
Madeleine turned pale. Meanwhile, the cart was slowly settling. Fauchelevent roared and yelled,
"I'm dying! My ribs are breaking!"
Madeleine looked around.
"Isn't there anybody who wants 20 louis to save this poor old man's life?"
None of the bystanders moved. Javert went on.
"I have known only one man who could take the place of a jack. It was that convict."
"Oh, it's crushing me!"
the old man cried. Madeleine raised his head, met the falcon eye of Javert, looked at the immovable peasants and smiled sadly. Then, without a word, he fell to his knees, and even before the crowd had time to cry out, he was under the cart. There was an awful moment of suspense and silence. The bystanders held their breath. The wheels were still sinking, and it would now be almost impossible for Madeleine to extricate himself. All at once, the enormous mass shook.